Cubby and Cindy, 103.5 KTU. All right, let's find out if we're talking to Jennifer Lopez now or in 3 minutes.
Yeah, really. I'm so excited about this. So many questions for her.
The phone is ringing right now, and I think we're going to go on there. Is she ready?
Yeah.
She is? Okay,
Jennifer.
Perfect timing. Hello, Jennifer.
Hold on 1 second.
Oh, that's not Jennifer.
She's coming.
Jennifer?
Yes?
Hey, Cubby here.
Hi, Cubby.
And Cindy Vero.
What's up?
Hi, how are you guys?
Doing good.
Are you doing like a million interviews today? You must be very, very busy.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. Kind of a big day for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. We didn't plan it this way, but it turned out to be like this, you know, the single and American Idol all at the same time.
Oh, yeah, it's
amazing how it all worked out.
It really did work out.
No, it's crazy because it almost seems like we planned it that way, and we actually didn't.
Oh, I'm sure a little bit of planning. I mean, come on, the timing's perfect. American Idol tonight and the new single. But hey, it works.
I'm lucky that way. I don't know.
We don't know what to talk more about. I mean,
I
Idol or the new song. I don't know what to talk about.
There's
more.
There's so many questions we have for you.
Whatever you want. We can do both.
Okay, first of all, American Idol tonight, it's all been, well, what we're going to see tonight, it's all been taped.
Mm-hmm.
But are you going to be watching tonight? What can we expect tonight?
Of course. We're all getting together to watch it together.
And
all the guys, yeah.
What can we expect? I mean, what's going to blow us away? Is there one particular person we need to watch out for?
Crazy moments, and then there's a few like great emotional moments. I think I don't know what's gonna blow you guys away. For me it was always the show in general, you
right.
know, kind of like the combination of where it takes you. And I know everybody's gonna be, you know, watching to kind of, you know, see me and Steven, and because it's our first time and stuff like that. And I think you're just gonna be, you know, happy with the results, in the sense that it's gonna be a lot of fun. That's the one thing that kind of has surprised me, is how much fun it's been.
Yeah.
Now, watching the show over the past, you know, 9 seasons, it's the 10th season tonight, you know, we saw the Simon, we saw Paula, we knew what to expect from them. What's the vibe like at the judges' table this season, this time around?
The vibe is really fun.
Okay.
It's really fun. You know, Steven, you never know what he's going to say. You know, it's very, like, kind of... We're always talking amongst ourselves. You know what I mean? It's more collaborative in a weird way. You know what I mean? I feel like before it was just the judges that sat there and they just, you know, then critiqued one by one. You know, I'll lean over to Randy and I'll be like, oh my God, what do you think about that? I don't know about this. You know, and we're like already talking before, you know, the whole thing happens. So it's just a different style. We have a different style.
But you feel like a chemistry, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now, do you think you've seen at least 2 finalists yet? Do you think you've already seen someone that's going to make it to the top 5?
Oh yeah, I feel like I already know who, you know,
who can win it,
because I feel like there's more than 10.
Right.
More than 10 people who could be in the final, and it's just like who's going to come through. That's how many talented people we have this year. That's how many people I feel could be real artists, real recording artists. And that's what's making it so hard. You get so attached to the kids, you're like, oh my God, is this so going to make it? I don't know. And we're really invested in it.
Do contestants get brownie points if they do one of your songs?
No, not necessarily. Not necessarily. I mean, it's funny. Like, every time somebody would come in and do one of Steven's songs, he'd just cringe because you don't know. It could be amazing or it could be, like, the worst.
Yeah,
right. It's like you have to prepare yourself. You never know.
Yeah, I've had somebody come in and do something really beautiful and interesting, and then I've had people come in and just butcher, you know?
Right.
Like, oh, God.
We're on the phone with Jennifer Lopez, Cubby, and Cindy. We have a couple more minutes with Jennifer and Cindy. You have a question for Miss Lopez?
Yeah, I was going to say, I had a chance to see you pose with your babies, your twins, for those Gucci ads. Why did you decide to, you know, bring the kids out and pose for Gucci?
Because it was for a good cause. It was for UNICEF, and I know Frida Giannini, the designer of Gucci. She asked me to do it. She said she was launching the kids line, and would I do it? And I had to tell you, at first, you know, I wasn't sure. Mark wasn't sure about it. He's like, we're not really the paraders of the children. You know what I mean? So it was just a big decision for us. But I figured if I was going to do it, I didn't want stunt kids.
Right.
I wanted it kind of like, if I'm going to do it, I want it to be my kids, because it's for children, you know? And that's the connection. That's what makes it, you know, something special and real.
How are you spending time with your family with being so busy? And now you're in L.A.
Right.
What are you doing?
It's, you know, it's a challenge. I think like any working mom, there's moments where I feel like, oh God, I feel so guilty that I have to be away from them even for a minute.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, I just am like, okay, this is stuff that I have to do. And you want to set a good example. You want to show them that, you know, you got to work hard and you got to be committed to things and you got to fulfill yourself as an individual too. And, you know, so it's a balance. It's a juggling act. Everybody knows that, so...
All right, before we let you go, we're going to play on the floor your new song with Pitbull. Tell it, before you hang up and we play it, tell us about the tune.
On the Floor, it's a song I did with Red One. I'm really excited about it. We worked together to do some songs for my album that's coming out soon. This is, you know, I've been working on this album for a while, and it's just exciting, you know, to have the first single really out there. Pitt, I love working with. I've worked with him before. We have a good chemistry, and I'm just excited. I'm excited. It's a hot song, and we're really excited doing the video this weekend.
Yeah. And Jennifer, what sets this song apart from some of the other works of art that you've done?
I don't know. You know, it's just, it feels like me today, which I like. You know, okay. It's not something you hear, you go, that's not her. But you also go, oh, is that her? Yeah, oh, I like that. You know what I mean? It's new, you know, and that's what I wanted. I wanted it to be very me, but I wanted it to be me, not, you know, from my first album or my second album. But
I have to agree because I listened to it a minute ago off the air. And it's like, it's still Jennifer Lopez, but you've also evolved.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Oh, that's the biggest compliment. Thank you so much.
Well, you know, I like kissing your butt.
No question. You can hear it, though, Jennifer. You can hear it.
Yeah, it is good. All right, listen, good luck with Idol. I mean, I know a lot of it's been already filmed, but eventually you're going to be live on TV. And
live soon. I can't wait for the live show. It's going to be real soon. So everybody tune in and enjoy it. You think you're going to have a lot of fun with it.
All right, thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you, baby.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Jennifer Lopez.
Wow.
Live on 103.5 KTU. And again, Fox tonight, 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock? I think at 8
o'clock,
right?
2-hour season premiere, baby.
Wow, okay. Mm-hmm. And her new tune, her brand new song, is coming up next.